I apologize for interrupting your learning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for the fifth semi-annual Yom Iyun. This Yom Iyun is sponsored by the Glogara family, and thank you to the Glogara family for this sponsorship. Lili Nishmas, the husband and father, grandfather, Yehuda ben Yeshua Levi, Jules Glogauer. The topic which we chose today was the topic of Kavona and Tefillah, specifically Shemoneh Esrei. This was something which is very dear to Mr. Glogauer. He was a person who would spend an average shacharis during the weekday, not on a laning day, was well over an hour and 50 minutes, an hour and a half. The person took davening very seriously, and so when Fred approached me with this idea of doing that, he asked maybe we could do something on the topic of Kavona. The topic is a fascinating topic. I just want to give you a little bit of introduction to the booklet, and then say a few words, and then we're going to give over to Rabbi Rod Glogauer to say a few words about his father. The topic is Kavona B'Tefillah, specifically Shemoneh Esrei. The way you're going to learn the booklet is start from the beginning, see the Gemaras, see the Rebbeinu Yonah, and then you'll see the Reb Chaim. There's a piece from the Reb Chaim Brisker, introduces the idea that there's two different Kavonas. Once you see that, go back to the beginning again. Once you see the Reb Chaim, go back in the beginning again, look at the Gemara, look at the Tosfos, look at the Rebbeinu Yonah, and say, do they agree with him or they disagree with him? And then you'll go further and you'll see the Chinuch, and you'll say, does he agree or disagree? And then you see the Shulchan Aruch, and you say, so the Reb Chaim is going to be the point which you're going to measure everything against. What will be interesting is that many of the sources will disagree with Reb Chaim, and then Halacha L'Maisa, we'll try to get to Halacha L'Maisa when we get to the Shir. I'm not sure you're going to get that far, but at least make sure you get to the Reb Chaim, and don't go to the next page. Go back. There is an appendix at the back of the booklet which has all of the Rambam in Perek Dalet. That's very important. You'll get a chance to see the Rambams which we're talking about in context. And it makes it a little bit easier to understand the point of the Rambam. You don't have to go through every single halacha over there, but it gives you a chance to get a feel. The Rambam in general, he would group things together. There was specific underlying reasons why he grouped them together. And context is very important. We had to learn a piece of the Rambam. The context is very important. I want to take a chance, this opportunity, to say a few thank yous. The first thank you is to Rabbi Einem Zichro Livracha for the foresight to create a yeshiva in Silver Spring, Maryland, and to Lashkocha B'Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring Rabbi Einem here and to create a place, an oasis in a midbar of Torah. For American Shlita, who 22 years ago had the foresight to say, let's take it to the next stage and add a yeshiva gedola. And from that flowered a kollel. And from that kollel, which members and the yeshiva gedola got married, were able to stay, continue to learn for a few years, receiving a stipend, to be able to spend some time learning Torah. And Baruch Hashem, I'm married already over 33 years, and I've been in Silver Spring over 33 years, visiting, etc. And the city has changed tremendously since that time. And it's due to the yeshiva gedola, it's due to the kollel, due to the influence of young couples, which has come in conjunction with that. And the face of the city has changed, and that is to the foresight of these individuals. We have everybody owes them the tremendous yesher koyach. This specific event is due to the impetus of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Blait. He came up with the idea two and a half years ago, with the idea of doing such a program. And he pushed me, and prodded me, and pulled me every which way. If he hasn't spoken to yet, when he does speak to you, you know what I mean? Okay. And Baruch Hashem, this is the program. Each time, of course, Moshe Chaim does not like sitting still, so he likes to add more. So this time we added that there was also a concurrent youth program going on for the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th boys in the small base medrash. And there's a set. They actually have their own separate booklets geared to their age, etc. We also added a Mechanchim program, which will take place after the Mechanchim are learning. There'll be a session with Rabbi Lapiansky, question and answers on the topic of tefillah and other topics as well. So I'm a little bit nervous of what's going to happen next time, what he's going to add next. But I have to look at his strength and this the power to do this. We have a tremendous yesher koyach to Rabbi Blait. Ah, okay, good, Baruch Hashem. The beautiful booklet you see in front of you is a large, tremendous amount of work. The person who did that is Rabbi Yaakov Goodman, Jacob Goodman. the detail, the focus on the detail, that makes sure that every single thing looks perfect and it's beautiful and it comes out right, etc. Doing it once, doing it twice, editing and editing and editing and editing, and then changing the order and editing some more, and adding more things, taking out things, trying to turn out the work, which again, it was a labor of love, but the beauty is shown in this special booklet we have in front of you. And again, there's another special booklet made specially for the youth program as well. I just want to mention that we have in the back page of your booklet, there is a list of the Carlos of Granada Community Programming, which we're doing, and the semi-annual Yom Iyun is mentioned over there. And the last line, you'll notice that we have a daily halacha email coming soon. There's a sign-up sheet on the bima. If you want to receive a daily audio recording of a halacha, some in the area between 3 to 5 minutes long. So that would be Bez Hashem going out. We're working on getting all the arrangements set up, and that'll be sent out. You get that 6 days a week. Hopefully, Friday is going to be a little bit more challenging. We get the 6 days a week. We sent out. You have something, a chance to learn a little bit of halacha, lemaisa. We have many other programs that we do. We have the Federal Holiday Learning Program, which is all 10 federal holidays during the year. We have this program. We have daily shiurim, the Daf Yomi Bahalocha, the Omad Yomi. There's a Daf Yomi which takes place here in Yeshiva as well. There's other members of the Kollel are giving different programs throughout different areas in the Shomrei downtown, other parts of the city as well. So that's all listed over here. And of course, Rabbi Sai, none of this runs for free. So all sponsorships are very welcome. At this point in time, I'd like to ask Rabbi Rod Glauer to give us over a few words about his father, Olo Rishol.
Thank you. Thank you. It just clips, clips on to something. It's almost poured. It's been a half hour. Thank you, Rabbi Ryan Gold. Kvod HaRabbanim, and good morning to everybody. My father, Yehuda ben Yehoshua Halevi, Zichrono Levracha, as the rabbi indicated, was a person who put a great deal of time and energy and passion into davening every day, morning, afternoon, and evening. And he did this in part because he recognized the importance of this mitzvah and that it is an opportunity to forge a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that when we daven, we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a particularly focused and sacred way. At the same time, there was another reason why he spent so much time davening on a daily basis, and that's because this was a particularly difficult and challenging mitzvah for him. His Hebrew was not particularly great. He was not all that fluent in his reading. Although he was a very capable linguist, he came to Hebrew later in life. And as we know, Girsa D'Yankusa, when we learn younger in life, it comes more easily. Later in life, it's challenging. Comprehension even more limited, and this was a source of great frustration to him. He often, especially when the daily davening routine departed from the normal, if there was a Chatzi Hallel or a Musaf or special insertions for Aseres Yimei Tshuva or Novena Malkena, whatever the case might be. He, I think, often ended up saying extra things, and he would often repeat a Shmon Esrei, having omitted things, and etc. And so all of this took a tremendous amount of time. He did not like shortcuts. He didn't skip. And so this was, in part, why we have an hour and a half Shacharis and the like. Beyond this, there were some health issues. My father had suffered from eye ulcer problems, and for many, many years, every day began with eye drops, basically. So there were some vision issues, and he did not know the prayers by heart, and so he really, there was tremendous mesiras nefesh in giving his eyesight to this particular mitzvah. And then later in life, as is the case with many elderly people, it became physically taxing to do this mitzvah. But he would not yield. And just to give you one example, in his last months, he was not sleeping well at night. He would wake up tired already, and he really needed to turn in early in the evening. But in the summer, he would not daven before Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, and so he would be staying up late and davening, of course, a long Ma'ariv and whatever. So these are some examples of the Mesiras Nefesh and the passion and the commitment which he poured into this particular mitzvah. He was always asking questions to try to get the halachos correct because this was so important to him. So, as the rabbi mentioned, it's particularly appropriate that as a tribute to his legacy, we are focusing on the learning of Hilchos Tefillah with particular emphasis on Kavona. It says at the end of the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avos, Lepum Tzara Agra, that the reward we receive for the mitzvos is commensurate with the difficulty and the tsar, the challenge of the mitzvah itself. The more difficult a mitzvah is for us to perform, then the more tsar we have for sticking with it and performing that mitzvah. And I'm certain that according to this criterion, my father's tsar is very great with just this particular mitzvah alone. And I want to thank my brother Fred in particular for conceiving of this particular tribute to our father's legacy and his memory. And of course, I want to thank the Rabbonim and the resources here that make such a program possible. Thank you very much.